here's a sneak peek of our episode. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna live here.
Mm-hmm. What am I doing? Like, I felt like throwing it all away, like everything I've built.
Mm-hmm. But once you move abroad, I think that you're not afraid to do a lot of things anymore.
Also, it wasn't the right time for me, mm-hmm. although I wanted it, but it wasn't the right time. So mm-hmm. now that I think of it, I need to cry.
It's like jumping off a cliff and knowing that someone's gonna catch you.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Hello and welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing staying, leaving, or moving again. How do you know? So, let's get into it.
Yes. Okay. Shortest intro
Short
ever.
And sweet. So,
yes.
Obviously, we're going to be discussing this in regards to moving abroad. So, The first question.
Yeah, but you can also take it like moving.
You could, but our perspective and what we're going to be talking about is from moving abroad.
Of course. So,
but yeah.
Yeah.
First question, yes. Anna. When did you first feel the itch that something might need to change?
Ooh, I think for me that was like a long time ago. Mm. Like a long, long time, because as you might know, I visited Lisbon 9 times before I moved here, just because I wanted to be sure. So I think that was already like a long time ago that I felt it. Mm-hmm. But there was always an excuse not to follow that feeling. It was like COVID came, something happened in my family with some family members. Mm-hmm. I got in a relationship, and then after like a couple years, I got through a breakup. and I think after that, it was finally my time to kind of like acknowledge that feeling and be like, you know what, it's still there, and now I'm really gonna do it, because now there's nothing holding me back anymore, because it took some time for me too, and also it wasn't the right time for me, mm-hmm. although I wanted it, but it wasn't the right time, so I just had to be patient and wait for
it happened when you know it was supposed to.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that you knew it was always there, mm-hmm. And it wasn't going away.
Because it
had
kept
to scratch that itch.
Exactly. I did, because it kept coming back, and I was like, gotta do something with it. And even if it doesn't work out, mm-hmm. or I don't like it, whatever, I tried it, you know?
Yeah.
So that was my experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for you, it happened fast, right?
It did, yes and no. Like, I've stated before on previous episodes, I've always wanted to live in Europe. Mm-hmm. Ever since the first time I came to visit. But it was always like in the back of my head, mm-hmm. like in the sense of like I thought I would move like maybe when I retired or something. Or
Whoa.
Because I was like also too at the time, I didn't know how I could like mm-hmm. move to Europe, because it's like, okay, like what are you going to do for work and all these other, there's so many different variables that goes into it.
That's true.
So it was kind of just in like on the back burner kind of mm-hmm. thing. And then I really felt the urge after. I had started my business and it had been doing really well. And I enjoyed my business, but it got to a space where I wasn't having fun anymore.
Mm.
Like I didn't feel the joy from it that I felt when I first started it. And it started to remind me of like when I used to bartend. I had the feeling of when I bartended and the sound of the bar stool being pulled out, like someone coming to sit at the bar, my whole body would just like cringe, and I would just like hate it. It was like, ugh, I would be so upset. When you know it's time to leave.
Seriously.
So, I started to have that feeling with my business mm-hmm. when people would come to order from me.
That's crazy.
I'm annoyed.
We're like, oh, people, yes, what do you want from me?
I know. But yeah, I started to have that feeling again. And I was just like, this is not good.
I wanted to ask you, do you still remember like how it came that you were like, was it like all out of a sudden that you were like, I'm annoyed with my business? Or the thing, how the things are going?
That I was annoyed with my business?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or with the clients?
It was like slowly gradual. It was this. So I had this place that I would go to every week, and the people just started to annoy me at this location. But I think it also just had to deal with, like, I wanted something different. I wanted, like, I just wasn't happy anymore. People were starting to annoy me, and I'm wondering if it was just the people or it was just me just not... me wanting to change and me wanting to do something else, or me knowing deep down inside that there was something more that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I guess I was just feeling it through my business that, I don't know, I just didn't, it wasn't making me happy anymore. And my business was doing really well. It just wasn't, it's just like those people who like are rich, but they're unhappy.
Yeah.
You know? So, but it was like I was doing something that I loved because it was a business that I created.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like the, I think also too, it was a lot of pressure with my business because it's a food truck.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of moving around and the constant thing. I think if I had an actual location, it might have been different.
Yeah, but also that comes with like other things, like responsibilities and things. So
yeah, of course, yeah. But... because it's like, even like here, I still want to have a business, like an actual store.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not technically.
But maybe it's also because that's something new for you. So you're automatically like more interested because it's something you've never tried.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you mentioned this in an episode or it's just something that we've discussed, but you said that you really like starting things.
I do.
But sometimes it's, you said you have difficulty with
steam.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's an Aries thing. Like we have the fire to start things, but we may not always finish it or keep it going because it's like we get bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like very stressed out with my business though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that it was like, it wasn't a structure. It wasn't a place that stayed in one spot. It was like a constant moving type of thing. So it created a lot of other things that just created a lot of stress and stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know. I loved having my business, but I was getting like the itch to like do something different.
I mean, it can happen over time. And also I feel like people are really hyping like doing what you love and or starting like a business from a hobby, which is a good thing. I also did that. But then it doesn't mean that you're gonna experience that same feeling working on it that you had when it was a hobby versus when it's actually your job.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot more things to take care of, a lot more responsibility, dealing with more things, dealing with people. And there's another side to it. So it can happen that you lose the spark like on the way. So, and I don't know, you already had it for a long time, right? Your business?
I had it since 2019.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like going on the 7 year itch, not 7 years, but almost, but
that's for the relationships they say, right? Well, maybe it's, I also lived 7 years in my house in the Netherlands.
Did
actually
you?
I moved in the seventh year. So
So I guess I was starting to get the itch. And then when I came here to visit Portugal, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to live here. And then I started doing the research to see that I could actually come. Then I was like, oh my God, this is it. So then, now I'm here.
Yay.
So yeah, there was definitely an itch for sure.
Yeah.
But there, like I said, it was in the back burner for years.
Yeah, but I think that's normal.
Yeah, it was the same kind of for you. It was like on the back burner for years. And then finally there was the itch that you couldn't, you had to scratch.
Yeah, I think that happens often. I mean, of course, there's probably also people that make a decision like that overnight. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to move and, I mean, take all your stuff and build a new life there, it's not a decision that you can make overnight.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to take care of, so.
Yeah, and it took me 2 years before I actually moved, after I came to visit, to actually move. So I was doing a lot of research. Once I decided, like, I really wanted to do it, mm-hmm. I was researching for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And just, like, figuring it all out and everything, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looks like I moved suddenly to some, but I was literally researching it for 2 years.
Yeah, but the people just didn't know.
They you just didn't know. I don't say anything until I'm ready to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of person I am. I don't like to talk about things until I'm, like, ready.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, in that sense, my process was kind of fast because I decided to move in, I think it was, like, the half of January something, mm-hmm. and I signed... Well, I found my apartment in June, so was a 5 month period.
And it's a lot easier for you to come
exactly. here. I could basically decide it and then move the next week.
Yeah, you could.
But yeah, I wanted to do it like in a good way that I found like a nice place and da da da. But there's people that do it faster, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
How do you personally tell the difference between discomfort or outgrowing something when it came to moving abroad?
Ooh. Well, like the story I just told, I really do feel that I outgrew my business. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in regards to discomfort, I loved California and mm-hmm. I still love California. So I was actually very comfortable there. I was never in discomfort. So it was just like I was waiting to find a place that I loved just as much as California.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here to visit, that's when I knew.
Yeah.
But I definitely outgrew what I was doing in LA,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
I think I understood the question like differently, like in a sense that sometimes you don't know the difference between something that's scary to do or you're just holding yourself back in a sense, in that way. Or is that not making sense? Like, I thought it was something different, so now I'm confused.
That's okay, but you can tell how you interpreted it, and then, I mean, I just told how I interpreted it. But in regards to how did you interpret it as like it being
that there's sometimes like a really thin line between not wanting to do something because you're scared
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how to explain this honestly mm-hmm. like
well I can say in regards to that I was definitely scared coming here, but I'm the type of person I kind of push through what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to have the experience more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
But how did you? How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I would also say that I've like outgrown the city where I lived because I lived there for 7 years. Also, 7 years in the same house, the same neighborhood. So I also felt really that I needed a change. But on the other hand, I wasn't unhappy. So it was like...
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, it was also like a scary step in a sense because I wasn't like done with my life there. Mm-hmm. I think I moved at my peak when it was still like nice and mm-hmm. fun. And I still got to see my friends often. But I was like, you know, maybe at some point that also will change because everybody's like... settling, moving in with their partners, and we're kind of entering a different phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a bit afraid that if I would stay, I would not have built something for myself to kind of go after or kind of, yeah, just my own future. So mm-hmm. I would depend too much on my friends mm-hmm. and everybody that was there. And at some point, they are building mm-hmm. something with someone else, you know?
Yeah. And you felt like you would be, like, left out?
Yeah, well, not... Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't of course, mean it's personal, but yeah. that would just naturally happen.
Mm-hmm.
But also in regards to what I said earlier, that there's never a right time to move. That's what they often say, right? But I feel like for me, this was the right time to move.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that it wasn't scary. Because still, I was like, sometimes like, what the F am I doing? And some other days, I was like, totally feeling it and mm-hmm. like, ready. And I wanted to move like sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes you also have those moments or those days where kind of like the what ifs and everything yeah. starts coming.
Yeah.
So it's still a step.
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncomfortable.
It's definitely uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But that's where life is, you know, in the uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But, exactly. you know, we both did it. And I think that's amazing. And mm-hmm. that says a lot about who we are
mm-hmm.
As people and our courage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
You can't fuck with us. No.
That's true. But also, I think if you would have told us like 2 years ago that we would end up moving here and then find someone like a friend, business partner to start a podcast with, I would have been like, no fucking way.
You're lying. Like, I didn't even know like when I would meet people or how I would meet people. I was just like, oh, we'll just figure it out.
Seriously. And I never wanted to work with someone. I never did
mm-hmm.
for my own business.
Yeah.
I just for the last 10 years, I think I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny that we're kind of like,
I know.
But I think it's also because we moved here alone. And I think you already overwon so much
mm-hmm.
that you're not even so scared to anymore. Do yeah. these things, right?
That's so true. Once you move abroad, I think that you're not afraid to do a lot of things anymore. Because no. it's like, psh, I just moved to another fucking country. Like, what? This is nothing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Let me just start a new business. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the fun part. And that was also something that I really was missing
mm-hmm.
in my old life.
Mm.
And I was hoping to find it here. But yeah, you're not sure. I mean, you can also stay in your own patterns and your own behavior. And things can also stay the way they were, although you moved to a different place. So I wasn't even
mm-hmm.
aware if, I mean, how it would all work out. I was yeah. hoping, but you're never sure.
Because we're literally just going blind.
Yeah.
To be honest, we literally, because we don't know anything. We don't know anyone. You don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, just figure it out.
Yeah. We did.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And it all worked out. So yeah. Sometimes you just got to take the leap, even though it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone's going to catch you. You may not know that they are there.
Yeah.
But they will catch you.
Yeah, for sure. And also what really helped me as a Taurus is just knowing that you can always go back.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have tried it, right? It's like you learn something yeah, from it.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe you learn, okay, maybe it's not a thing for me. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you learn it is something for me, but maybe not this place or mm-hmm. this whole environment or whatever. Yeah. Maybe I need to go to a different country, whatever.
Yeah.
You it's always learn something.
Yeah.
But now I don't want to go back anymore, so that's good.
But you never know. You might want to go somewhere else
yeah,
after.
Exactly.
So, but that's what life is about. You know, yeah. you don't have to be stuck in one place for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. the whole world is your oyster. Like, go try it out. I don't know.
It is. Yeah. And now we figured out that it's not so scary anymore, actually. So mm-hmm. it's now also easier to do it another time, I feel.
Yeah, and I think I feel like it's more easier now in this day and age with all the technologies and
mm-hmm.
all the different things that are available, like with social media and
yeah.
everything. It's so much easier to meet people and
yeah, absolutely.
Create new friendships and create new, you know. I don't know, but it's just so cool, like the friendships that we've made here and the connection. It's just like we're all like in sync in a weird kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's just like maybe all like in a past life, we were all like friends or something, or I don't know, relatives, you know, I'm all about the past life stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I think so. They say that every person you ever meet or speak to or talk to is someone that you've, already know.
Mm. Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
It's for another episode, guys. I know.
Okay, what scares you more, staying too long or leaving too soon?
Oof. Yeah, I would say for me, it's kind of in the middle, maybe, because mm-hmm. I was afraid that if I would stay too long, like mm-hmm. I said in like earlier in the episode, that maybe my friends would all have like different plans with other people, you know, and mm-hmm. I would be like left out, so to say. Mm-hmm. So I think I really moved at my peak when it was still nice yeah. and good. But it was also hard because I was like at that moment like, oh, did I make the right decision? Because it's so much fun. And also when I announced that I was going at like this goodbye party, and they made like a book for me aww. Where everybody had like their picture and like a memory that's or so like sweet. Yeah, and they were filming me when I was opening it, and everybody was looking at me, and I just opened the first page and I was already like crying. I was like, guys, like no, like this makes it so, I mean, it's so sweet, but it made it so hard for me. Mm-hmm. Now that I think of it, I need to cry. But at that moment when I opened that, I was like, what am I doing? Like, I felt like throwing it all away, like everything I've built, mm-hmm. which is of course not true. But at that mm-hmm. moment, I was like, how could I have done this, you know? Mm. And then, of course, at that time, there was no way back anymore, because mm-hmm. I already had my place here and everything was like settled. Mm. But I also still had my old apartment there for a month or so, mm-hmm. because I had to go back and pick up all the stuff. Yeah, it was crazy. So I mm-hmm. could kind of still step back in my old life.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Mm. Yeah, so that was really sweet, but really hard.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful memory. And of course, I still have the book. And sometimes now I can read it without crying. It just reminds me of fun times and my old life, so to say. Of course.
Also, it's very scary too, and it's all like you're jumping into the unknown, mm-hmm. and you're like, why am I giving up all of this? But there was a reason you wanted to go in the beginning.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. So in short, I would have to say for me, the scariest was staying too long, because
it was also so easy to stay.
Yeah, and I was also afraid that it would unfold maybe in a way that wasn't good for me anymore, or mm-hmm. I would feel like, well, not lonely, because I enjoy my time alone and I'm also good on my own, but in a sense that I would kind of waste my potential by staying, because I wasn't sure how it would unfold, if the people would still be there in like that closeness that we had, and you know, mm-hmm. so
yeah.
How about you?
Staying too long or leaving too soon? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I do everything about how I feel, and in regards to, I didn't have like doubts of leaving Los Angeles. I think I knew what I was doing, and I was like, like, once I make a decision, I'm just like, that's what I'm doing. So I don't have like regrets or anything. I never have been that person to like regret. I feel like everything is a lesson. And so if I did something, let's say I moved too soon, or then I feel like everything that I'm learning because of that, there's something there that I need to learn.
But what would seem more scary to you, or more uncomfortable, like staying too long in a place or leaving too soon?
I would have to say that maybe staying too long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I could have stayed in LA and kept doing what I was doing and then just been bored and annoyed.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to change. So I would say the scariest thing would be staying too long, because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Which most people end up doing. Mm-hmm. They continue to stay long or never leave because it's comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I also wanted to leave like way earlier, but I think, yeah, everybody has their own time and their own path. And like you said, some never go.
Yeah, it's so scary. Although they want it. It's scary. Mm-hmm. But you literally, it's like jumping off a cliff and knowing that someone's going to catch you.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah. And I'm afraid of height and I still did it. So. Ready. Okay. Next one. Who do you become when you imagine staying in Lisbon?
Mm-hmm.
And who do you become when you imagine leaving?
Leaving Lisbon?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, it can apply for every place, but yeah, we're now in Lisbon, so...
I would say staying in Lisbon, who do I see myself as a brave, amazing, magnificent, wonderful person. and I see myself, if I were ever to leave Lisbon, I would just times that by two.
Sorry, what?
Times it by two, like in regards to like math, you know, to the second power. Oh. To the second power. No.
Don't ask me anything about math, girl.
Well, I would just say if I were to leave Lisbon, I would just double that in the sense of like,
yeah,
because the fact that I came here the way that I came and then I would leave and I would literally be going somewhere else. I wouldn't be going back to California.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to like another country or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So that just takes even more balls.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I would say double the fun.
That's true. But the balls did already grow, so we have enough now.
I know, I already have balls, so now I'm joking. No, I have a vagina.
Oh, wow. Seriously, I never expected that.
It's way more stronger than balls, so. For my girlies out there.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the dinner at my place. Should we tell it or not? Or we're not going to dive into it?
No, it's not.
Maybe for the Patreon one
for the
time.
The Patreon.
For our members. We're not going to tell you what. Sorry.
Okay, Anna, tell us yours.
That's too much.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
It was. Okay, who do you become when you imagine staying in Lisbon? And who do you become when you imagine leaving?
Yeah, I would say for me, I feel like Lisbon is kind of my... I came here to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that sounds like super like...
cliche.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, like, grow, like, personal growth, like, self-development, vomit, you know? But it's literally in my... This also sounds like cliche or stupid or spiritual, whatever. It's in my... in the astrocartography.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the episode about astrology if you don't know where we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But my lifeline, one of my lifelines is in Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one that stands for like adventure, wealth, growth, and just mm-hmm. new experiences. And yeah, so mm-hmm. I feel like life, universe, whatever, believe in whatever you want, it brought me here mm-hmm. for a reason.
Yeah.
But it's not my end station.
Your what?
Not my end station.
Oh, your end station. Okay.
That's how I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it can change.
Mm-hmm.
Because also Portugal is bigger than only Lisbon. So maybe I'll just end up in another place in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Which would also make sense because now I'm learning the language.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, whenever I move to another place, I need to go through this whole language learning process again. Like, seriously. But maybe in like 10, 20, whatever years, I'm like...
You're going to go to Greece.
Exactly. Maybe I'm ready to go to another sunny place. I mean, it has to be sunny, of course.
Like 24/7, yeah.
And yeah. And I prefer to stay in Europe also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's still a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after like leaving Lisbon, I think... Of course, it would still be scary, but probably not as scary as
mm-hmm.
the first time because I know that I've done it already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a bit less daunting.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, this is just like the phase that I'm building whatever I want, and just sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And then when I'm bored with it, it's time to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or when I feel like there's more.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, like not bored, but...
Yeah, like you feel like you need to experience more.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes I also feel like I want to explore like some other career path. Like in the sense that I've had my business for a long time already and I work online, which is really great because it gave me the opportunity to come here like quite easily because I can work remote. It's great. But also... Sometimes I'm really fed up with like all that computer work and stuff. So I see myself doing something offline, like in hospitality. I also really like that. But I think I need to be a bit older for that because I now still really like the online thing and I'm still building things. And whenever I feel like I've played the whole game.
Yeah.
And there's nothing for me to gain anymore or to win or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a change.
A change,
but for now, it's we're still in it. So at least
we're still in it to win it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's, and also it's from Lisbon with Love. So I think we got to stay for a while, right?
Yeah. We do. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, last one, guys.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there's such a thing as the right time to move again?
Oh, that's funny.
Kind of just talked about it a little
bit. Yeah, but I forgot that we had something like about the right time on the on the script. Mm-hmm. Like seriously, because we already spoke about it.
Yeah, we just
and I think there's something as the right time. You?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there was a right time for me coming here. Everything just aligned perfectly. So I was like, I'm going. So, I mean, like for me, I'm very spiritual. So I trust my intuition and I just, I go by how things are, how the universe is telling me like which way to go. And I kind of listen. That's how it's gotten me, throughout all of my journey with everything that I've done. I've just followed my intuition. So. But yeah, I think there is a right time. I think you know when it comes, whether you act on it or not is up to you. But that right time does come.
So. Yeah. But it doesn't mean it's not scary.
No, it's always going to be scary. Yeah.
So don't confuse it. Don't tell yourself that it's not the right time.
Yes, it's going to be scary no matter what. Right time, wrong time, anytime, it's going to be scary.
Seriously. Yeah.
But that's the fun in it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fun when you're in it, but it will be after because you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
Exactly.
Like, I'm so cool.
It's true. It's super rewarding.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Just jump, okay? Yes. And see what happens.
That's it. Yeah. Just jump.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode. We hope that you enjoyed it as well. And we would love it if you guys could like, share, and subscribe.
Yes. And also, if you want to see more, we have bonus episodes available, Lisbon Vlogs, Lisbon Tips on our Patreon page, where you can sign up to become a member and get access to all our extra content. The link is in the description. So, yeah, sign up there and get to see more.
All right, guys, well, we will see you guys in the next one, and this is from Lisbon with love.
Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us
and for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.